New York State Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins celebrated 100 years since women gained the right to vote in the U.S. during Women's Day yesterday at the New York State Fair. Hochul highlighted the suffrage movement started with a women's rights convention in Seneca Falls in 1848. She says while there has been progress toward social justice for women, there is still more to do.
And until we eradicate all forms of discrimination, including paycheck discrimination, women in the state and in the nation still do not earn as much as men do. And the fact that women go to work and have to deal with comments and harassment and assaults still to this day.
Stewart-Cousins, the first female majority leader of the state Senate, said 100 years is not a long time and spoke about how when her mother was born, she did not have the right to vote.
But because of her inability to participate in the system, she never had the vision to imagine that her daughter would become the first woman leader in New York State.
Syracuse area state Senator Rachel May reflected on how her first vote in the Senate was to elect Stewart-Cousins, not only as the first female Senate majority leader, but the first woman to hold one of the three most powerful positions in the state.
We knew we were making history at that moment, and we felt like that's been going on ever since.
May says having women in high offices makes a difference in helping to change the culture around issues like equal pay for equal work.